Hello, welcome back. It's me, Damien, back with the 9to5 Google Daily for June 9th, 2020. This is our snapshot of all of the biggest Google-related stories we've been talking about over the past 24 hours. Let's start with a couple of bits of Pixel Buds news, as Google has emailed Pixel Buds owners to take part in an extensive survey that does ask about any issues they may have experienced with the headphones. The survey format is par for the course and something made by Google has done in the past with other hardware products. It starts by asking how likely you are to recommend Pixel Buds to friends and family before querying about usage patterns, why you purchased, as well as other headphones you may have considered. It then asks about whether you've had any problems with your Google Pixel Buds. The list is clearly tuned to some things people have reported over the past 6 weeks, especially static or hiss noises when listening to tracks, music, and audio in general. There are also questions about whether you'll use a wireless charger and what phone, tablet, or computer you're paired to, as well as the media and work conferencing apps that you happen to use or want to use with the Buds. Well, shortly after this, a Google employee on the official support forum acknowledged the issue and promised Bluetooth fixes for the second generation Pixel Buds in the coming weeks. The issue does manifest as audio pausing for 1 to 2 seconds when users turn their head. For some, the cutout only occurs on one side or one ear, while others report losing sound in both buds. Device replacements and firmware updates have so far failed to resolve the problem for those affected. A Google employee today recognized the issues and said that software updates are planned to improve Bluetooth stability and connectivity. This will occur over the coming weeks. Those facing problems are encouraged to participate in the Help Community section of the support site and send bug reports should they encounter problems. This involves opening the preference page for Pixel Buds on your phone, heading to more settings, and then using the Send Feedback tab. The Pixel Buds survey today classified the issue as audio is glitchy, i.e. cutouts randomly. It's not clear though how widespread the problem is in the grand scheme, and we do expect a fix to roll out relatively soon, given how quickly Google has responded to these issues. Google Chrome's built-in autofill service is one of the better ways to save time when filling out forms on the internet. Chrome for Android, though, is about to make that process even smoother with a new bar UI for autofill for addresses, passwords, and billing information. Right now in Google Chrome for Android, when filling out a form that could be autofilled, you're presented with something of a drop-down list of options below the parts of the form you're filling in. By tapping on one of these options, the entire form is filled out based upon the option you happen to choose. There are a few downsides though to this design, as Chrome's autofill suggestions take up a decent portion of your phone screen and there's no way to use autofill info for the box you're currently typing in. In recent versions of Chrome Dev and Chrome Canary for Android, as noted by Chrome Story, Google has changed over to a far more slick UI that floats just above your keyboard. In the new autofill bar, you're offered your various addresses and payment methods in Material Design chips, and on the far right, you're offered quick access to your passwords, addresses, and cards. Inside those menus, you're able to select one particular portion of your addresses and cards, allowing you to fill out only the box you're currently typing in. This is especially handy if you need to mix and match portions of your addresses, like using your normal shipping address, but a different name or email address, or if Chrome just completely misjudges how to autofill the form correctly. As Chrome Dev is currently on version 85, we can most likely expect this new autofill bar to arrive in the Chrome for Android version Stable 85, set to release sometime in August. For nearly a year now, Google has been working to bring a Chromecast-like ambient mode to Chrome OS to act as something of a screensaver for the lock screen. With the latest Chrome OS dev channel update, the ambient mode has a clock and info about the weather. Ambient mode is still a work in progress on Chrome OS and hasn't been rolled out to everyday Chromebook users though. As spotted by the folks at Chrome Unboxed, ambient mode has been given an upgrade to make the Chrome OS screensaver feel a lot more like a Chromecast or smart display. Instead of simply being a slideshow of Google's art gallery or your Google Photos library as it was before, there is now a simple clock and a little bit of info about your local weather. A good comparison is by comparing a usual display to that of a Chromecast. If you don't have a solid internet connection, you'll simply be treated to a black lock screen with the same Chromecast style clock. While Chrome OS's ambient mode may not necessarily make sense for most Chromebooks, as it's a normal habit to shut a laptop off when walking away, it's important to remember that Chrome OS comes in other form factors like Chrome boxes and Chrome bases. Until the feature is properly launched, it's hard to say what purpose Google intends for ambient mode to serve on and which devices. And finally, the Google Play Music Transfer tool for migrating your existing library to YouTube Music is now steadily rolling out across the globe. While you may not be fans of the decision, it is worth noting that this will be the only way to thoroughly back up all of your existing Play Music library purchases and playlists when the service inevitably shuts down later this year. Luckily for you though, I've created a little video and a written guide showing you how to transfer your library across, and I'll leave a direct link in the show notes below. So that was a bite-sized overview of all of the top news stories of the day. For further insight, you can read all of these stories in full detail and much more over at 9to5google.com, and subscribe to the 9to5 Google Daily on Google Play, Google Podcasts, or via your favourite podcast player to get updates from Monday through Friday. For more detailed and in-depth news, be sure to subscribe to our long-form Alphabet Scoop podcast, available every Wednesday.